Beloved, you are now tuned in to Three Black Men, a podcast by three black men where we talk about theology, culture, and the world around us. The following content may not be suitable if you ain't real enough. Listener discretion is advised, because real recognize real. Here's the hope when we look familiar.
I wrestle with that old habits sort of want to flare up, and I'm like, no, that's not what this is saying. You know what I'm saying? So there's still some areas that I'm scared to touch right now, just because I wrestle.
So what's up, party people? Here we are, two of the three black men, and I wanted to just bring y'all into what a raw conversation sounds like between us. And I've been thinking for a while that I wanted to talk, especially specifically to Brother Sam, about the topic of believing believing in oneself, and why it's difficult to believe in himself and in myself. And if I'm honest, I'm gonna just start it off really bluntly, because I think Sam is very, you're gifted. So I'm gonna just talk specifically to you. I'm gonna pretend like nobody else is in there. So you're gifted, brother, and you got all these gifts within you, and you do not believe in yourself at all. And And you got all these things that lie dormant most of the time.
Yeah.
And you wrestle. And I feel like week to week.
I really
week,
do.
Week to week, like your biggest enemy is yourself. And I mean, do you feel that? Like, so I feel like, honestly, like having my time as your friend is like getting you to come with me to believe like in things that like come see the things that I already see in you.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
it's like, and I feel bad because like the things that I see probably aren't even half the things that like God has for you, right? And it's like, I feel like these aren't even like this isn't the mountaintop, right? Like,
right.
You know, and so like, I don't know. So what's your perspective? What do you think?
No, yeah. So, you sound bothered by that, Rob. Does that bother you?
It does immensely. So in this raw conversation, I'm tiptoeing into this blunt.
No, yeah. No, I feel you. And I can appreciate that, because it, I'm gonna be honest, before we really started talking about a lot of things, and you kind of like kicking me in the butt, so to speak, on some things, I really couldn't name this. Like, I wouldn't be able to say, it's not that I don't believe in myself, but, and I think the struggle, and I was thinking about this earlier, for me, that I really find myself wrestling with is the self part and the belief, right? Because, you know, we all have different things that, different traumas growing up, right? And we have different ways that we cope. And so for me, some of the ways that I should have learned to cope, or that I wish I would have learned to cope, that would have been really therapeutic, but also would have helped some of these giftings along the way, I didn't really get until later in life. And so the confidence, it's not there in those, is something that I'm still learning. And I'm still learning the idea too of like, yo, it's skill building, right? Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. You're gonna see, like, skill building is something you do for the rest of your life. So the battle of like, yo, I'm not where I should be in this area, or I'm not where I think I should be in this area because this is where I am in every other area and everything else has come fairly easy. But this requires a little bit of work. Sometimes I get stuck on this. Sometimes I need to lean on somebody else in these different things. And that's just weird. Yeah, because I ain't never really had that. You know what I'm saying? And not to say, like, you know, that I've never really had supportive people. I think the way that I would like to frame it is that my family is very loving. But somehow people sometimes get lost in not knowing how to affirm while being loving. And they assume that their love is affirming. And I get that because their love may come from a genuine place. And it often does. Your birth
family, you mean, like growing up?
Yeah, yeah, okay. My birth family. Like, the love is genuine, but it wasn't affirming in the ways that I maybe necessarily have needed them to be. But I'm also a different child than everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Just from birth, I was different.
Do you feel like you got lost in the flow? Like, meaning, and what I mean by that is like, do you feel like you got special attention?
Unnecessarily sometimes.
Let me ask it this way. Do you feel like you got unnecessary loving attention?
No.
Yeah, because no. I think sometimes it's like specifically crafted for you loving attention.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. So like, I guess the way that I could put it is kind of the way I kind of explain it to my wife is like, or not to my wife, my sister, is that it's not that the love wasn't enough. It's like, maybe you could pull some of the love back in this area and extend it in this area. There are a lot of ways that I'm still learning to equip myself and unlearn and relearn some things.
Yeah.
It's because one of the first things that I told my therapist is like, it's like, I don't even know who I am. Like, how can I be confident in a person I don't even know who they are? And so, because like, there's just been so much learned, so much thrown, between, I mean, and you, I think you can relate, like having to go through the school and having to grow up faster than you want to, because you have to take on more responsibilities that are, you know, necessary at a younger age, and just a lot of different things, and being pulled different ways, thinking some people may have had my best interest, but really they were just using me for different giftings. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, that really, like, when I really started to see that abuse and how I was being used, because it was weird because I was the only musician that was going to like different churches and like willfully playing and not on payroll. But I didn't know that for years. And that is what that is, right? Like, I mean, that's, you know, it's gone now. I mean, I can't go back and cut. I mean, I could, but now
don't even get it started. It's not it.
I mean, it's one of those things now. I feel like I have to write it off to move on, because if not, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to be pissed, but I'm not going to ever want to deal with anything church-ish again. And I don't want that. I like the idea of the community. I like the idea of that. I don't know. We'll see.
Bless you. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I like.
We'll see. But I just, I don't know. I don't think it's worth for me to keep that.
Like, no, I respect your ability to hold that space for that.
Yeah. I can't. And maybe it's something I'll revisit with my therapist later, but like just for where I am right now,
I can't pick that up right now. Agency. Yes.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I'm just getting to the point, and I think this has, I think this is actually building confidence. I'm getting to the point where I'm realizing like, yo, I don't have to pick this up right now. This is not the season for me to carry this. And honestly, I just can't carry it.
I hear you.
And so I'm going to carry what I can. You know what I'm saying? And that's making me more confident to like be me. which I think we kind of see in those last two, well, at least the first devotional I did this month, which was a little bit different, right, than what I typically do. But that's just me, like, realizing, like, I'm starting to realize that I just, no matter what it is, I have to figure out how to bring myself out into it.
Yeah.
And I can't second think. I just got to go.
Right. Yeah. Can I, you brought up church stuff. Let me not even go there. Cause I,
oh Lord,
that would be a whole different conversation.
That's a trigger.
But, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I can see you tensive.
You look a little tense. Yeah. Let me not. My God.
Do you need a white cloth?
Yeah, I know. My God. I will say this one part to that, that I think is relevant is in both of our stories, I think church spaces are able to capitalize on young brothers who are unaware of who they are and unaware of the power of their voice, right? Like, and, you know, and unaware of where they're going, right? And so I resonate with that, right? And so you are a different person. You are today than you were, you know, 5 years ago.
Right.
Like, you're just a completely different person. You're a different person today than you were 10 years ago. And it's same, right?
Right.
Like, you know, but I recognize that the twin elements in our, both of our stories with that. And so I want to round this back, you know, like something that's interesting when I talk to you week to week is like, you know, because we're talking about why it's so difficult to believe in yourself. And you brought up like, you brought up some different things. I feel like being friends with you, like, you know, like you're like, you know, like, I can't remember the biblical character, but like, it's Jacob or Esau, but like, you're always wrestling. I think it's Jacob, right? But you're like, but you're wrestling with yourself. Right. Though, and I think what's interesting is like, and interesting is just the word I'm tacking on it because it's not interesting. It sucks. because you're like wrestling with yourself, yeah. And I'd be like, bruh, and I'd be like, there's all this greatness there, and I feel like you tire yourself out, like you like wear yourself out, and I'll be like, but his greatness in there bleed,
yeah.
I be like,
yeah,
and then you will wear yourself like out, I mean, just yeah, cold out, and then you'll like, then it'll be like, need a week or like just a flat week. And I don't know what you experience or if in that week, it's like you almost like need a week, like reprieve. And then it's like, you need like, I don't know what you need, but I feel like as a friend on the sideline, you need cheerleaders like to remind you like, no, like I'll say this. I feel like you need people to remind you like that we're not going anywhere. And I feel like what I experience is like maybe in the past you've had people that have quickly like left and who haven't been willing to like stay in the battle with you. And like who haven't been willing to like build out like a vision with you. And like being friends with you, I'm like, well, I'm not going anywhere. Like I still believe in the vision, but like, why I think this is relevant for people who may listen to this is like, I think most people struggle with, I struggle with like the belief that like my life matters and like, yeah, like the belief that my life matters and like there is anything good like in me, like, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and like, do, is there like anything of value in here? Right. And yeah. Right. And so I don't know. What do you think?
You know, I think for me, the self-confidence also would probably be subjective because there are some things that are relative to like, what am I doing? Because there's some things that I can absolutely talk about and do all day confidently in any space. Right. In any space. And so I just, this is all new, right? Everything else comes, I felt like comes with directions. I can follow directions. I've always been the person that you come to and like, hey, we don't get this. Oh, that's easy. We just do this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. This is probably the easy way to lay, the easiest way to lay this out. Like that's always been me, always in school, everything. You can ask my sister, she'll tell you. Like I've always been that person. I just understand directions and can lay out an easy way. Well, for this, there's like no clear cut path. And it's just like, you can do it however you want to do it. And I'm like,
define this.
I've never had that creativity. Like I've never had that freedom. Mm. It's always been binary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's always been binary. And so now I'm in a place where it's not binary and it's what you make it. And I'm like, okay, so everything that I thought was me was wrapped up in these binary ideologies where it was like either this or that, red pill or blue pill. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm entering into this space and it's like, it's almost like, almost feel like a late bloomer. But it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But for me, it's been tedious. It's been exhausting, but at the same time, it's been beautiful because, learning myself, seeing God, being open to new friendships, you know what I'm saying? Relationships, accountability, things that I would have been like, you know, I would have sighed at before, you know what I'm saying? Just because I've never really needed it, but now I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Who am I in this? Like, who am I, period? Because I don't have any structure to ground myself in, or at least I don't feel like I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because can I say with that, like, I think God blew open a lot of door, like the roof off a lot of things for you at once. Like, like friendships absolutely. Wise, kind of, I felt like
it was overwhelming.
God gave you a lot of different kinds of friends or like strategic kind of friends that were different than you were used to. Mm-hmm. Took you out of like reformed culture and theologies. Right. And the thing about those reformed cultures and theologies were they were a series of, there's a framework that feels very good when you can tick, you can check off boxes. Right.
Certainty.
There's a certainty.
Yeah.
It's very cerebral and mm-hmm. it's something that I loved about it, right? Like it, yeah.
Knowledge
is power. Powerful. Like, yes.
I'm confident. I know.
Yeah,
this.
I feel like, you know,
and say this. I can tell you,
I can say this, and I can really just rough you up when you get it wrong.
Every time,
baby, listen, here's why you're wrong. Because, like, and took you out of that.
Yeah.
Gave you a, like, enlarge your territory, so to speak.
right. Like Jabez, for real.
Yeah, yeah. It just really kind of hepped you up in a lot of different ways. And I took a lot of, and just pushed back on a lot of things to make you think about why you believe what you believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so no longer can you say things quickly. Now you have to think thoughtfully, and no one around you now is like, oh wow, you're the smartest person in the room. Everyone's like, but why do you think that? And you're like, wait, let me think. And now you have friends that want to know you holistically,
right? Who are you beyond this? And I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
They're like, I don't know.
Because I've always had something to hold up.
Yeah, and we ain't don't got care yet. About your brain. We want to know you.
Yeah.
And so now, like, you don't have to be the smartest person in the room. We want to know your whole life, right? And now you have, I mean, you have more kids, right? And now you got you got kids everywhere. I mean, you got, it's just
everywhere. No, I'm just playing.
No, I mean,
I know, I get what you're saying.
And at different ages, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Now
yeah.
it's not just a certainty of having kids at this one stage.
Just doing it all over again.
Yeah, it's just, and now that messes with your mind, your body, your physical state.
I'm getting older.
You're getting older. And now you, your evolution as a person, you're not the same person you were.
And even to go with that, I knew that I had to learn. I had to have different coping mechanisms. I had to learn how to control my emotions even more. I had to learn how to be a friend and receive. As well, like, I mean, I could give and that's no problem, but I had to learn how to receive. Like, that's so hard for me. Just a lot of things thrown in at once.
Can I say a pandemic happened?
Yeah, a pandemic happened.
And I think we really underestimate the fact of learning yourself in a pandemic. And that's no punk.
Yeah.
You've never known yourself in a pandemic ever.
Yeah, and ever. I'm at all. And I'm an introvert, right? Like, I like being to myself. I can function as an extrovert if I need to, but I like being to myself. And so, like, it's weird because I like to withdraw and just get away. And sometimes that look like a drive. Like, it might look like a walk. You know, it used to look like the gym.
You've been in the house with your whole family
exactly
for a year and a half.
I had photography. I used to go out and take pictures, and that was super. And then this pandemic, and then you don't have that because of the pandemic. So, like, all of that coming in and coming out of the Reform, the way we came out of, you know, Reform theology. And yeah, like literally the same day that my son was baptized, crazy. But just like that was a lot because these were all people that we felt like that cared about us because we just moved to Tampa. These are the first people we really met. We had no community here, right? And so like there was that betrayal and, thinking through a lot of different things and a lot of different emotions. And I think this is all just added on to the fact that, like, this is just new territory. And I think that's where a lot of these confidence issues come from, is like, this is new territory. I don't see what you see. I've never, when you hear people say, oh, you're so gifted and you're so talented, and they never tell you what gifts or talents they see, and so you're sort of left to discover them for yourself. My limit, honestly, in the arena that I was functioning, it was all musical. So I'm like, yo, all of my giftings are here. I never thought to look outside. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how my worldview was shaped from the time that I was small. And honestly, some of this stuff is, it's just skill building. Like, there's a gift, like I just need to develop a skill. Like, the creativity is there, but like the skill and how to do it, you know what I'm saying? Like the actual how to, not necessarily just, not, I don't mean necessarily putting pen to paper, but like, bro, is there a checklist of like a way to do this? Like, is there, I don't want to say a wrong way and a right way, because that's so binary. Do you see my thinking? It's still binary in that way. And y'all just got a firsthand glimpse of the battle that Rob is talking about right there. That's what he's talking about.
And for me, I think I went through this some years ago as I was learning to unmute my voice and learning to divest from whiteness and white supremacy. I'm still in that process, right? Admittedly. But I was beginning the journey in a real messy way. I'm still on the path, but this was when I was like, whoo, I mean, my God, starting that journey was baptized in fire. And the tears and hurt was yikes. God bless whoever inherits my journals. Yikes.
Right.
But
it'll. Oh,
y'all gonna be like, was he saved though?
Telling you.
Actually, y'all gonna think that if you inherit it from this time too. But I digress. What I would say is, to be honest, what I would say to you is the same thing I started appropriating then. I started calling myself a theologian then, but then I started having like emotional meltdowns because I started wrestling with, do I have the right to call myself that? And then I started to have an identity crisis of, do I have the right to call myself that? And then what form does that take, right? Because I didn't see anyone doing what I wanted in my heart. It was like a dim shadow of what I wanted to be doing, right? Like, it's in, even now, it's only illuminated a little bit more. And so what I would say to you bluntly in this conversation that other people are listening to is, I think the only way to move forward is to begin to use language that you can anchor to.
That makes sense.
You have to have an identity in order to move forward, right? And so I started to use words that anchored me in the present, and then that would move me into my future. So theologian is a word that I needed, right? So, all right. So you're a theologian.
Talked about a new segment. We're gonna talk about what's on the front burner, some things that we are excited about personally as individuals, and bringing that and sharing that with y'all.
Beautiful people, on the front burner this week, we got Precious Puritans by Propaganda. Now, this is not a new song. Well, really not even a song. It's more like spoken word. But it came out in 2012 by the artist Propaganda. And I wish that it didn't hold the same relevance today as it did 9 years ago. I wish it wasn't as relevant 9 years ago as it was 9 years ago. But imagine my surprise when I log into twitter.com in the back half of this 2021st year of our Lord, this 2021st year of the Common Era, and see people once again debating the merits of employing slave-owning theologians in this day and age. But this is something that Propaganda wrestles with in that project all those years ago. One that I found was very well handled. And it sits with you, makes you think and reflect. I heard some commentary on it at that time, and even recently when I brought it up again, that, oh, wow, he sounds angry, as if that's something bad. But I would encourage you to take a few moments and listen to Precious Puritans by Propaganda. And if it does make you uncomfortable, if you do hear anger, let's wrestle with why that is. Why does it make us uncomfortable? And is that a bad thing? Is it a destructive anger or discomfort? Or is it something that in wrestling with, we can move in the right direction? But I really enjoy the thought that is invoked in listening to that piece by Propaganda. There's one line where the alliteration really sticks out. And he says that your precious Puritans partners purchase people. It's just that line itself is so powerful. It really captures a lot of the sentiment, a lot of the frustration, the bewilderment. So go ahead and check out Precious Puritans by Propaganda. That's the front burner for this week.
Because we now have a Patreon, which I want to encourage each and every one of y'all to visit at patreon.com/threeblackmen. Think through it, pray through it, ask God if he would have you partake in his work that we're doing, because on top of some bonus content here, we have some blog pieces going up. There's going to be some devotional content coming out, and I want to encourage you guys to visit that Patreon, patreon.com/threeblackmen.
Go watch and, my kids ruin my videos.
Go ahead, watch them. Them babies ain't ruin nothing, man. Matter of fact, there's more people going to sign up to see them babies. How about that, bro?